Absolutely. I mean, this is a chance to finally get rid of the Graham dynasty here. I guess that's a dynasty now. Nepotism at its highest.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. And of course, let's mention this really fast because this does affect Russia. Now, Lindsey Graham, before he had his demise, untimely demise, was preparing another package of sanctions along with Senator Blumenthal
Yep.
from the Democrat side. Okay, this is collusion, all right, between red and blue.
So basically one party, two wings.
Uniparty. Yep,
Yep.
let's call it what it is. Anyway, the sanctions package that is going to specifically target Russian banking systems. And there is specific language in this bill, correction, in this sanctions bill, targeting Americans and prohibiting Americans from doing business with any of these banks. Well, guess what? I'm one of those Americans who does business with some of those potential targets. So guess what? I'm being sanctioned. And I've said this from the very beginning that the sanctions against Russia were effective, but they were most effective toward Americans who chose to live here. And so I've always said that I'm sanctioned by my government. My government is embarrassed. My government hates the fact that I have chosen to live here. And just for the record, I'd like to set this record straight for your viewers who may not know me from any of my previous videos, which I've said this many, many times. I did not move to Russia for ideological reasons. I moved to Russia because I found love here. Now, after I moved here, the United States was in severe decline, especially after Biden or under the Biden administration. And I considered myself to be lucky, grateful, grateful to God that I had a soft landing because I was in the perfect place at the perfect time when America was in decline. And I saw it firsthand. And is Russia perfect? No. Is it better than a lot of places around the world? 100%. And am I better off in Russia than I am in America? In many, many ways, I am. And of course, we don't have the time to go into all of those details, and maybe we could take that up maybe in another
Yeah,
video.
absolutely.
But I did not move here for ideological reasons. Many people have. And more power to them. Many people have moved for traditional values. They want to raise their families in a safe environment. I was just in Chelyabinsk. I think I sent you the picture. I'm going down Kirova Ulitsa, which is a pedestrian street in Chelyabinsk, and I see this Texas barbecue pub, and it's like, I gotta go in this place, right? I'm in Chelyabinsk, 1,000 miles east of Moscow. There's a Texas barbecue place. I walk in. One of the first things I see is this huge Confederate flag hanging on the wall. And I was like, this is great. In the 3 years that I've lived in Russia, I have yet to see one LGBTQ flag, but I have
Well,
seen dozens of Confederate flags. I've seen them on the back of cars. I've seen flags. You're known to have one or two, I'm sure.
I have been known to have a few,
So,
yes.
and it's so refreshing that you can see this and experience this here. And so, it's just one small little story of how Russia is really an amazing place.
Yeah, by the way, if you want to get a Confederate flag, which you can't get in the US these days, you go on Ozone or Wildberries. Ozone, type in Confederate, and you can get everything from Confederate flags, Confederate patches, Confederate mugs with the flag. You can get hats. It's It's an
Absolutely.
amazing
In
amount
fact,
of products on there, as a matter of fact.
let me give you 60 seconds about this. And that is, I, as an American, as a foreigner in Russia, I'm not deprived of anything from the West. I can purchase anything that you can purchase in America, in the West. I can purchase it here in Russia. It may come from who knows where it's imported from, but I can get it. And many times I can get it cheaper in Russia, even with when the dollar to ruble ratio is not at as at an advantage to the dollar, I can still buy it cheaper. Why? Because Daddy Trump put these tariffs on Chinese products that Russia doesn't have, and I can get electronics, I can get cameras, I can get all kinds of tech here quite often cheaper than you can purchase it in America. So more power to the sanctions.
Please don't throw me into the briar bush. That's what it reminds you of, doesn't it?
That's sarcasm, by the way, in case you didn't
Yes,
pick that up.
it is. So back to back. Well, because a large chunk of that sanctions bill is also aimed at banks around the world working with Russian oil and gas companies. U.S.
Correct.
imports 8.5 million barrels of crude and 1 second. Truck driving by. Okay. 8.5 million barrels of crude and processed oil products, so petroleum products, diesel, lubricants, and so on. There's already, thanks to Trump, basically 20 million barrels are taken off the market as is. From the Middle East, which is a huge hit. That's 20 million barrels per day. Now they're trying to take Russian oil out, which, by the way, the U.S. imports. Yeah, how is that going to hit the average American, the one that has to fill up his gas tank just to get to work? Because there's no public transportation in most states, not anything
Yeah,
real.
I've seen a lot of posts on X from people just being angry that, the Trump 47 has just forgotten about all of his campaign promises. They're paying more for gas, they're paying more for groceries. They're paying more in rent. They're paying more in interest. It's like, when is it going to stop this bleeding of economic buying power in America? And people are getting fed up with it. And they're starting to wake up to the fact that Trump 47 either sold them a bill of goods or he's been compromised. Either one.
Or both. Well, one doesn't necessarily
Cancel out the other,
cancel out
yeah.
the other. Yeah. Yeah, and we see this. Look, the continued war in Iran, and a war of aggression, striking now absolute civilian targets, which, by the way, Ukraine is also doing because they can't do the military part. They're striking Wildberries warehouses, which are equivalent to an Amazon warehouse, as possible military targets. Before that, we've seen them taken out. I mean, just a month ago, it's just a typical thing. The Thiel drones, the Palantir terrorist drones that are on autopilot, and when their charge starts going down to like below 80%, they're just aiming for anything that's moving. They don't care. They're hitting civilians. Thiel is a murderous terrorist thug owned by the CIA, which is another bunch of thugs, murderous thugs. We've seen them just the other day. There was, I think, 15 civilians killed in Russia in different incidents. Again, strikes by Ukrainian, aka American drones. They've taken out 2 weeks ago, I think it was 3 weeks ago, they took out two kids, 11 and 12 years old. You can't even call them teenagers, on a bicycle. They're riding a bicycle. Had a drone take them out. Things like that. What can you say to that, and to what Trump is doing? To the American people themselves. Forget about the Europeans here. This is straight out of America. The guidance systems, the satellite imagery.
Well, here's the thing is that the, like I said, the average American doesn't know anything about it. The average American is in survival mode. Average American is trying to figure out how can I pay my mortgage? How can I get to work? How can I put food on the table? They don't have time to pay attention to the news. They don't have time to pay attention to what foreign policy initiatives or how foreign policy is being carried out in the name of their country. So there's this void of information that most Americans don't even get. And it's really the Washington crowd, it's maybe a small percentage of the people that are read into this that actually care about what's going on. But I believe that if ordinary fathers, mothers, young adults who actually care about human life, they would be in just a total uproar at what is happening and what our, and I say our because I am still an American citizen, what our government is allowing to happen by continuing funding of arms, funding of intel or producing of intel, sharing intel. And helping these criminals, because this is not a, it's not a, it goes beyond just being a war between armed combatants. Okay, this is terrorism. When you target civilians, when you target children, when you target the innocent, you become a criminal. This is terrorism. And of course, America was terrorized in 9/11, but man, oh man, is the American memory so short that we forget what that day was like. And imagine that day happening every day. That's some child's reality in Gaza. That's some child's reality in Eastern Ukraine. That's some child's reality in Iran. And like I said, the American memory is very, very short.
It is. But what I think a lot of people miss is their position. Yeah, they've got a hard position. They're in survival mode. But a very large chunk, if not the majority, of the reason they're in survival mode is because of the crap that the US government is doing directly in other
100%.
countries, disrupting the economies of other countries and their own economy, disrupting the world economy, in other words, disrupting world trade, costing American jobs from tariffs, number one reason. American companies are no longer profitable in competition overseas. Everything, the US farmers, with 50, 55 farmers, farming families per day are falling out of business. Per day. There's 55 farms per day that are closed down. I mean,
Yeah, this is a
you can't go on with
disaster.
that for very long.
No, you can't. No, you can't. And here the, and of course, let me go back to just last week because I know most Americans have already forgotten about this, but Trump comes out and announces that China meddled in the 2020 election, okay?
Oh
And we're just
God. So
ramping
now it's
up.
China Gate.
Yeah, it's not, I posted on X the other day. I said China's suddenly the new Russia, China Gate. So we're going to demonize China. All right. Now, folks, just walk around your home, walk around your garage, and just number the amount of products that you use on a daily basis that are produced in China. Now, tell me, would you be antagonizing the producer of the things that you use every day and that you count on to be reasonably priced that you can afford because you need them on a daily basis? Would you be antagonizing that producer?
Eddie, it's even worse if you count subcomponents in American-made products.
Yes, absolutely, 100%. not precious metals, but
Rare earth.
I can't, rare earth
Yeah.
minerals, yes, that are necessary for high tech production in the United States or possibly in other countries, but they're used in the United States. Think about it, folks. What is our government doing and why? Because you're going to pay for it.
Oh
You and I are going to pay for it.
yeah. Yep. That's absolutely the truth. Most of the problems with the U.S. government, well, the U.S. economy, let me phrase that, the reason poverty rates are soaring. I had some guy try to argue with me. The wealth disposition in Russia is horrible, and I agree with him. It is when the bottom 50% of the Russian population controls 16% of assets in Russia. That is horrible. Now look at the U.S. The bottom 50% controls 3%, 3% of equity in the country. 16% is low. I absolutely agree. It should be at least 25, for the bottom 50%. But the U.S., look who's talking, 3 friggin' percent.
Yeah, and like I said, these are facts that the average American just doesn't know and probably not even interested in, because like I said, they're more concerned with how am I going to pay the bills this month? And if you ask me, the powers that be are happy to keep the American population in that survival mode so that you're distracted with just surviving, that they can run amok in Washington and do whatever they want to do because you're not paying attention. And like I said, this is something that I've seen. I was red pilled in the 90s. I saw this, it was plain as day. And it's now it's even more it's even more visible if you have eyes to see, but you just got to put two and two together. It's not difficult. It's not rocket science.
I stopped voting Republican. I mean, I haven't voted in U.S. elections for quite a while now, but I stopped voting Republican. It was 2008. No, I think 2008, I didn't vote Republican. I voted Libertarian. Not that I thought the Libertarians would win. They can't. The U.S. system's crooked, so you can't get a third party in there anyways, to be realistic. But just out of spite, because you see what's going on. And, hold your nose, vote for a lesser of two evils. It's still the same evil.
It is. The Uniparty is so prevalent and it's so obvious. It's so obvious. But yet they mainstream media, the GOP, the DNC, they keep this facade that they are opposites and they truly aren't, okay? And you talk about Antifa, BLM, and I've heard so many people say, oh, this was a DNC operation. It's like, really? Yeah. Okay. All right. This is an inside job. And it doesn't matter who the executive is in Washington, it's the bureaucratic level in all of these agencies that runs the government on a day-to-day basis. And if you can't see that, tune in to more podcasts from Stas. Tune into some of my posts on X, okay, for a little
absolutely.
more education on this because it's quite obvious.
And by the way, I'm going to have a video coming out on how the system's cooked. It has been cooked for since at least the 1960s. You can't win because it's not meant for you to win.
It's not meant for you to
It's
win.
not.
Yeah,
And
the
but
House is going to win.
oh yeah, well, and not even the House. A very small percentage of the House's management is going to win. And you're right. You're absolutely right. The level of corruption, the level of treason. I mean, let's call it what it is.
Let's call it what it is.
It's
Absolutely.
absolute treason. The U.S. government is run by traitors that are out for their own bennies. I wouldn't call them ideological traitors. Some of them are. Some of them may be religious based, these Noahide type people, Christian Zionists. But the majority are just plain, how much can I lie in my pocket? You know, 20 years ago, or 20 years ago, I said the biggest mistake of the Soviet Union was they never set up a controlled socialist light party to have elections, with two-party system. That was a stupid mistake. They had a kind of elections, but you had the Communist Party A candidate versus Communist Party B candidate. But if they just set up this a socialist light party that they still controlled, let them win a little bit to make it look like they have something. That's the U.S. system. That is the
Yeah,
U.S. system right there.
absolutely. Absolutely. You can imagine this. I mean, we don't know for sure, but you can imagine these meetings behind closed doors between Republicans and Democrats and say, "Let's strategize. How
Yes.
can we rape the American people and just take the treasury for all of ourselves?" Like, yeah, let's do it. Okay,
And
you
make
play
them
your
like
part,
it.
I'll play my part. Absolutely, it's so obvious. It's so obvious. And then like you've got the MAGA crowd, you've got just, oh my gosh. Yeah. Some days I just want to quit arguing with these people, but I mean, it makes my day go by faster, so I enjoy it.
Yeah, and airplanes flying. Can't see it. That's a sounds like a. Anyways, but you can't change a lot of these people's minds. Look, two-thirds of or so, or at least half of MAGA left Trump, the people that actually voted for values. The other people are the ones that bought Trump coins. They're groupies. They're fanatics. You can't argue the truth with them. They shut you
No,
off.
it's like a religion to them.
It
Yeah.
is. Well, I mean, look, I know we've been on for a while, so let me finish with this question to you. Trump wants to put a Arc de Triomphe, and he wants to put it in the Arlington Cemetery. Now, normally, Arc de Triomphe were put somewhere either toward the center of a city or the edges of a major road of city, because that's a triumphal arc. That's where the triumphal emperor or general or what have you has his triumph, which is the arc.
Right.
So this man wants to put an American Arc de Triomphe in the entrance of Arlington Cemetery. What the hell kind of message is that going to be?
I'll tell you what. I'll tell you what. To me, that is a dual-fisted, double barrel to the eternal memory of the sacrifices from the men and women that are buried at Arlington Cemetery. You don't put that there. The cemetery is a sacred place of honor for what these people sacrificed. Fathers, sons, brothers, gone. But to put the triumphant arch is something positive. But you don't want to. To me, this is this would be akin to blasphemy for their memory, and that's not where I would put it. It's not a very good look. And wh whoever on Trump's PR team, please reach out to me. I can help you. It's going to cost you. But the other part of me is like, do I really want to help you? Yeah. Answer is probably no.
Common sense things you would think, but no, obviously not.
Yeah, no. That's totally wrong. And yeah, I would even venture to say, don't even put it in D.C. Don't put it in New York. And of course, I'm not saying to put it in in I don't know, Dallas. But Maybe somewhere in Philadelphia or some other place. And someplace where it could honor the triumph. But Stas, let me ask you, what are they triumphant about?
And that's a very good question. You could, I think you could put it over by the Israeli embassy, or maybe what's the best on Wall Street, right in front of Wall Street, maybe a banking cluster right beside Bank of America, the, in
Because
Charlotte, North Carolina.
if they want to say we were triumphant in World War II, I think you're 100 years too late. Okay, it should have been built long, long ago. But we immediately went into the Korean conflict,
That nobody
followed by
remembers.
Vietnam, followed by et cetera, et cetera. It's Gulf One, Gulf Two. We've been at war ever since.
Panama, Grenada,
The
Somalia, Libya.
Idea of a triumphant arch means we won. We won. We conquered, and we got rid of fascism, or we got rid of all the evils of the world, and now we are triumphant. But yet we're still at war. What do we have to be triumphant about if we're still having conflict in Iran, when we're still antagonizing China? Because we want to get into a war with them when we're still running a proxy war against Russia and Ukraine. I have nothing to be, I don't feel triumphant. Let's just say that.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And Nazism, as we've seen all over the West, is it's triumphant. It's come back. It's coming back. That demon's climbed back out of the grave, if it ever was in the grave. But that demon's up running around.
It never was it never was completely exterminated, and I think history has shown that. And it's gone into hiding, but now it's coming out into the light. It's a lot easier to see.
Look at the half the Ukrainian army. They've got SS and symbolism or tattoos, and they put the SS the German swastikas on their tanks and everything else. It's there you go, right there.
And
You don't have to
here's
look
another
far.
thing. There was, shortly after Maidan in 2014, mainstream media, CNN, MSN, NBC, were New York Times had articles about the Nazi components in Ukraine. Go look it up. It's the internet is forever, people. Go look it up and then see how their narrative has switched 180 degrees. And then the next question you should ask yourself is why? Why have they changed their opinion? And start from there. That's how you start to do some thinking.
It is. Amen, brother. Amen. And the unfortunate part is that's something. By the way, so to everybody that has a friend who's not thinking, share these videos. Let them think, because they can ignore politics, but politics isn't ignoring them and their misery in life, because their businesses are failing, people are being unemployed, debt is skyrocketing, products are hard to find, and so on is all directly the result, not linked, but the result of all of this crap that the US government, that the traitors in power are doing. I don't know how else to call them.
The traitors in power, absolutely, 100%.
Eddie, I want to thank you for coming on. I've got to get you on more often than it's been. Yeah, we can discuss, by the way, your experience here in the next episode. Thank you very much for joining. Where can people find you again?
Stas, thanks very much for the invitation. You can follow me on X. That's where I am most visible right now. That's x.com/Eddie Gonzalez. You can also find me on YouTube. I'm not as active on YouTube as I used to be, but that changed shortly. And you can also find me there as Eddie Gonzalez, Moscow photographer.
Excellent. Excellent. Everybody, thank you for joining, and we shall return.